Radio on the go can go with you anywhere. Download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. Then listen live on your mobile device to 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share our new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Today's guest on the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program is Duane Sattell, president of the Ackley Heritage Center. What we're going to talk about is the Heritage Center this weekend is hosting their fall appreciation event. It should be a nice weekend for that. Duane, thanks a lot for joining us here this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that.
So, Duane, talking about this Ackley Heritage Center, their 36th year, I see, as the conservators of the history of Ackley. Just kind of talk about the Heritage Center itself before we talk about the fall open house here this Saturday.
Okay, yeah, the Heritage Center is started in 1987, I believe, and it's to kind of preserve the heritage of Ackley, and a lot of people have, over the years have helped with it, and they've kind of gathered a lot of memorabilia from Ackley. And it's on display at the soda fountain, at the depot, and at the Prairie Settlement. And this weekend, we're going to have the doings at the Prairie Settlement.
Yeah, we'll have more than that just a moment on Facebook. Ackley Heritage Center, I was looking through your Facebook, kind of seeing what you guys do. You found a football program for over 60 years ago, the Ackley Raiders, when they had a game against Traer. And I found that quite interesting with the history there. So, yeah, talking about that preservation of history. So, like you said, this Saturday is your open house. It should be a nice weekend for that. Kind of tell us what takes place there at the settlement.
Yeah, well, it starts at 11, I think goes till 3, and we will serve hot dogs and hamburgers and potato chips and cider, and it's free to the people that come and visit us and that, and we will have the house from the 1890s open with somebody in there to explain different things. We'll have a schoolhouse there, an original schoolhouse, the Clutterville Schoolhouse. There'll be somebody in there to answer questions, the barn that was moved in, and somebody will be there also. And then we have a carriage house and just, you know, the grounds itself and that. And there'll be croquet for the kids to play and treasures in the straw. So the kids got something to do, too.
Again, we are joined by Duane Sattell, president of the Ackley Heritage Center, talking about their fall appreciation event. That'll be this Saturday from 11 to 3 p.m. at the settlement on the prairie. Now, have you guys had these events here before?
Yeah, we've had them quite a few years in a row. Usually sometime late September to early October, you know, kind of when we can get all the volunteers together. And we have an open weekend for everybody. So, yeah, we've done this quite a few times.
Talk about the members. You're the president of the Heritage Center. How many other people are kind of part of this to put this on and possibly maintain those buildings that will be on display on Saturday?
Well, there'll be probably 15 upwards of 15 people there working this weekend and that. And Larry Ray kind of takes care of the settlement out there, and he does a really good job of it and that. And unfortunately, he's not going to be there this weekend, but we'll have somebody there to answer the questions.
And more about these buildings, are those things that you got to keep maintained every so often throughout the year, Duane?
Yep, we do. As a matter of fact, there's a new roof going on the house as we speak. And it's been needing it, and so we have a fund that's been set up for that, and that's kind of how we maintain it. So, and mostly through donations, which we really appreciate.
I'm kind of interested. I'm going through your Facebook even more. I talked about that football program. What other pieces of history do you guys find? Because I think it's so important to have the generations in the future to know about this history. I'm a history buff, too, going back 60 years ago to see a football program like that. What other things do you guys find and possibly talk about during this event on Saturday?
Well, I'm not a native, but I enjoy it. You know, we've been around here for 30 some years and that. But they do a lot of genealogy. We have people call and want to look up their grandparents and great grandparents and that. We have a book that has all the school pictures in from when the school started up to, I'm trying to think if we had, when the last time we updated it, I think it's like in 2020 or 21, something like that. And then periodically every so many years we update that. So you can kind of look up your old classmates or somebody's brother when they graduated or sister or whatever and that. So there's a lot of people, like I say, a lot of people stop and they just kind of reminisce a lot.
Again, we are joined by Duane Sattell, president of the Ackley Heritage Center, talking about their fall appreciation event at the Settlement on the Prairie on Saturday the 30th. That will be held from about 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Should be a nice day for that. Again, there will be games going back to the past with games, croquet, gunny sack races, treasure in the straw, those type of games to be had. Tales will be told of the past as well. Duane, before I let you go today, anything else you'd like to add about the event this weekend?
Not much more, except we'd sure like to see you come out. It's on the end of Grundy Street, on the north end of Grundy Street, 101 Grundy, and we just like to see a crowd of people come out. It makes our day when we see a big bunch of people coming in and enjoy themselves and then reminisce and say, oh, that was my grandpa's or something, you know, that was in my family. You know, it's kind of fun to listen to those kind of comments.
Fun to talk about it, fun to see old things as well. So, Duane, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us, and have fun on Saturday.
Sure. All right. Well, hopefully we'll see everybody out there. Thank you.
Should be a good day. Bye. Saturday. That's Duane Sattell, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com. Click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With Mobile Deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.